share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Recently, a 26-year-old woman, Ker Chian, took to her Facebook to speak up about the months of mental torture and sexual abuse she had to endure when she took up a new job at a new dance academy. In the 12-minute and 54-second video, Ker Chian, who is a full-time dance instructor, revealed how her boss at a new academy verbally abused her and violated her privacy, which led to sexual harassment. Speaking to World of Buzz, Ker Chian said she would like to create awareness of the abuse she had to endure and wishes that all women and men would learn a thing or two from her experience. Her boss was the father of one of her students. In the video, Ker Chian explained that the abuser was the father of one of her old students. Around April, I received a call from my ex-student's father. He asked me how I was doing and whether I would be interested to join a project. I asked him what was this project about, Ker Chian began to explain. The man explained to her that he recently invested in a new dance academy and would like to invite her to be a dance instructor, as well as the owner of the studio. I asked him, how can I be a studio owner? He replied saying, okay, never mind. We meet at some place. You come and see the studio. In the beginning of April, I went to see the place at Danai Alam, Ker Chian said. I decided to become an instructor, but not the owner of the studio. Upon meeting the man at the studio, Ker Chian said the place was still undergoing renovations as there were workers in the midst of painting the place. Although Ker Chian did not promise the man at the time that she would take up the job he had offered her, he began to introduce Ker Chian to the workers as the future owner of the studio. I was in shock. I was thinking, I haven't promised you anything. Why would you say that I am the owner? So, I just stayed silent to see what else he had to say, Ker Chian explained. Later on, they sat down at a coffee shop, and he started to reveal his plan to Ker Chian. He said he used RM100K for this academy and to manage this studio. He said he lacked one person who is passionate about dancing, who loves children and would like to earn some income. He said I am the person who first came to his mind and that I am his perfect choice, Ker Chian said. Because this man was someone she did not know too well, Ker Chian decided to take some time to consider the job offer by discussing it with her friend. After carefully considering her options, Ker Chian decided to take up the job as an instructor for 6 months but not as the owner of the academy. Only recruit women from broken families or in desperate need of money. In the month of May, Ker Chian began to work for this man from Monday till Friday, every week. He wanted me to search how to track attendances, he wanted me to recruit more teachers, and he had requirements for it. The requirements of the teachers he wanted made me feel odd. Firstly, he wanted only female teachers. Secondly, he wanted them to be between the age of 18 to 25 years old. Thirdly, he said it would be better if they came from broken families or in desperate need for money, Ker Chian said in her video. According to Ker Chian, when she questioned his requirements, he said this way, these teachers would be more passionate in the job, and more serious in the job, because they needed money. This was the very first red flag that Ker Chian noticed but continued to listen as he was the boss. Address me as master, Ker Chian said. Moving forward, one day, he asked her to start keeping their conversations private and confidential, including Zoom meetings and WhatsApp conversations. He then told her that he felt like she was being rude and disrespectful towards him because she had been addressing him by his name only. I said, okay, so what would you like me to address you then? He said, I want you to call me master. Then I thought, master? As in those bad kinds of master? And he said, as someone who is under training with me, you should call me master. He then proceeded to educate Ker Chian about the 12 times, 12 weeks, research he had learned from overseas that he claimed would make Ker Chian a successful person in life. Curious about this research, Ker Chian told him she had never heard of it before and would like to understand. He asked me, what is your favorite pet? Before I could answer, he said, a dog, correct. And I agreed. And then he said, now, you need to listen to whom to be successful. Me, right? Because I am your master. I just said okay, Ker Chian said. So how do you make yourself successful? You need to listen to me, your master's words. You need to follow my instructions, he told Ker Chian. I am Ker Chian. I am a dog. I will listen to my master. He then proceeded to instruct Ker Chian to repeat the phrase, I am Ker Chian. I am a dog. I will 100% listen to my master. I started to laugh and he said, serious. Do not feel that it is funny or ridiculous because this research is real. You need to trust me if you want to be successful. You have to say this phrase 12 times a day for 12 weeks. He said, by the 31st of August, I'll notice that my mindset have changed for the better. He even told Ker Qian to make it a habit to greet her master every morning when she wakes up and to inform him of her schedule every day. Example: when you're going shopping, going bathing, eating, etc. And inform me when you are going to sleep. Understand? B*TCH. He told Ker Qian in a WhatsApp message. When Ker Qian tried to explain that she feels uncomfortable doing so as it is invading her privacy, he told her, as a successful person, you got no privacy. You got no private time. So, Ker Qian decided to give in to calling him master but told him she still felt uncomfortable with this extreme training. He said he would explain more about it in their next meeting. You are childish because you have your own mindset. When we started the meeting, I told him I am feeling extremely uncomfortable. He started to scold me and said that my mindset is very childish, Ker Qian said. As a successful person, you wouldn't have this kind of mindset. You told me you did those training 12 times a day for 12 weeks, and now from what I see, your training is not good enough. Because you still have your own mindset. If you want to be successful, you need to be 100% empty, 100% obedient to me, so that you can achieve success faster, he told Ker Qian. You see, Le, your ex-boyfriends can buy you flowers, bring you to movies, you would be happy. And then, you give them your body. And you make out with them, have sex with them. Then why can't you give me your body when I can give you a bright future? He said to Ker Qian. You see, I am a capable person and also very rich. If today I want you to suck my cock, you will also suck until very comfortable, happier and more proud, right? You want to help those useless men and poor men to suck cock. Today you help me to suck cock, you will also feel very happy and proud, what? Why? Because I have money, he allegedly told Ker Qian. I decided to make a police report. After the lecture she had to endure, Ker Qian quietly agreed with him to not cause any further problems. Later on, she confided in her friend and decided to make a police report against the man. My friend Lin told me this is sexual harassment and that he was constantly insulting me. She told me I should make a police report but I needed to get evidence first, Ker Qian explained in her video. On the 7th of June, Ker Qian had a meeting scheduled with her boss. This time, she secretly recorded their conversation and used it as proof when making a report against him. When recording the call, Ker Qian said she intentionally acted dumb so that she can catch him admitting to everything. Ker Qian's case has currently been taken over by Majlis Tindakan Pengguna Negara, MTPN, and she hopes to see justice prevail. More updates to come. What are your thoughts on this story? Let us know in the comment section below. Also read. Why don't you come naked? 23Yo shares how male teacher used to sexually harass her. Source: Ker Qian, FB source. 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 Ker Qian, FB. Share tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.